We're gonna do that.
But first, let's start with the best song that has come out in the last few years, which is the Filipino Cultural Association song at UMD.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Okay, alright. It was muted before. This is good.
But
music has been coming out, allegedly,
No. No way. They're making music now?
Now, in the Big 26, they're making music now.
Wow, more stuff is interesting.
Why does it want to play it? Actually, no, that's okay. Speaking of music that's coming out, freaking Gorillaz, one of my like favorite bands of all time, kind of the first band that I was ever obsessed with, released an album a couple days ago, and it's called The Mountain.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's really good. I like it a whole lot. It has like a lot of different like world music influence, especially India. It seems less in like a culture vulture-y way.
British people just have, I think, an organic love for India.
This is true. Although with the Beatles, it's like a little bit weird. Like it's a little bit like.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Whoa, the people here are so smart. And I feel like as soon as you do that, it's like racist.
Yeah.
It's like, because even if you're saying, you know, you're not saying that they're equal, which is, I don't know. That's, aside from the point, this album is really good. It's about the two members of Gorillaz's. Dad's died, and they kind of just the whole album is just like, I don't know, it's about a lot of things that are going on right now, and I think it's a good album, and this is maybe my favorite song from it. So this is The Sad God. And one more interesting fact about this album before I play it, I don't know if I can say most, but a big portion of the features on this album are dead, like. Are people who are dead before the album was even made. Like, it's
what?
Like people that Gorillaz had collaborated with before, and I guess stuff that had been in the vault. And then they finally used it. And so, because the album is so about death, it's like, I don't know, super interesting that they did this. But this song is called The Sad God, and it's the last song on the album.
Through the ink, well, you do well when you think well, and people more likely to try to give you hell when you bring hell. It ain't got to begin well, but it's all well if it end well, and end well. A man still gotta mean well and intend well, even in hell.
You were dating misery's friend of a friend, girl. The guard fell. Your light broke through the hard shell of an incel trapped inside of a statue. Scratch vinyl in the back room, accumulating in a vacuum and ruminating in a bathroom. Just an illustration in a tattoo. Blood moon, blue black moon. Even if they let me into heaven, I would probably just move back soon. That Dracula Nas frat too. Ooh la la, Sassoon. Lay Miz Rob one little nod at you and I got you. Type shit to lay a clap track to. I can't say it ain't factual. The master remain natural. Should be the answer when they ask you of my advantage. The paradise you were handed like a paradise. And I'm living with uninhibited, unlimited terabytes of love.
Incredible
wow
song. I like that it became Indian. It was like it went from being Indian to not Indian to Indian to not. It was like going in and out of being an Indian
and
song.
That song fades into the first song of the album.
Oh,
so it's like people have been saying it's like it's reincarnation.
Oh, it's like a loop.
I remember when everybody was like, people really freak out about that, huh?
People be doing
the loop
yeah.
thing. Like Tyler, the Creator made Igor a loop, I think.
Yeah. I know Brockhampton did it too. Yeah. With the whole like Saturn.
It's a loop. Yeah, guys. I don't think it's that hard to make an album a loop, guys.
You just gotta finish with the same
note.
For a girl.
L same sound.
I looked up Slick Man, Slick Max.
Yep. Slick Man, Slick Max.
All right.
Next album also came out in 2025, and it's like, I didn't even know Skrillex was still alive, much less still making music.
Wait, is the song actually 50 seconds long?
Yep. So, yeah, this is going to be fun. Just 50 seconds long.
Oh.
And then after that, maybe you can play a real song, and then I'll play. No, I'll play a real song after that. No.
Okay.
We're finding crazy stuff on the YouTube.
Yeah, this is, wow, this is, I don't know whose YouTube this is. This is, MR's, and, he's been watching a lot of interesting stuff. So,
here's the 50-second long song.
50-second song called Slick Man.
Yeah.
Assume that's like an interlude cut on there.
Every album on the song was like that. It was like, there was one 8-minute long song and the rest of it was less than 2 minutes.
Awesome, dude.
I'm not really sure what the whole idea was, but hey, proud of you, bro.
Here I keep it, God is. Why does it keep trying to? Okay, we're good. I think. Why does it keep trying to make a playlist, dude? I don't want this. Okay, whatever. All right, you want to talk a little bit about this next song?
Everybody, I feel like they was this.
You know who this is. You know
these guys. When this came out, 2024, 2025.
One of them.
This came out. I want to say 2025, and nobody's been able to. I mean, not nobody, but everybody in the whole indie rock scene, everybody who listens to any sort of rock, hasn't been able to shut up about Geese since they came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the number one thing everyone's talking about and listening to.
Yeah,
which is weird because they don't have that many listeners. So it's like, is it just everybody I know, or what's the big idea?
I don't. Maybe it's just like that kind of like niche of people.
College chuds, bro. if you're a loser idiot in college, this album was for you. If you're a stupid guy. If you wear nice clothes but don't wash your hair,
yep.
This is for you, bro.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. No, they're in like the stratosphere now. It's another whole nother universe.
Anyways, here's
we heard the if.
We don't know what's happening. It's still cut off. Wow. That was a good song.
I like that song.
That's what we've been listening to it so much. My brain is melting.
Okay, I have my next pick. So, for all our audio listeners,
love you to death.
Y'all will remember the first episode. Maybe the first song that I played on the first episode was not too strongly loved. Uh-oh. People were not a big fan of it.
Are we playing it again?
No. However, what I am playing is, wait, this is just a preview. Where's the audio? How long is this song? Well, basically, they've come out with 3 more songs since then, and I like all of them. I'm a fan of all of them, and this song came out earlier today, and I think it's great. I think it's a great song yet again, and
I believe you, little bro.
Wait, why does it keep wanting to play the music video? I don't want to play the music video.
Quick shout out to my girlfriend. I love you. Just throwing that out there.
Aw. Big shout out to my girlfriend. I love
you
too. Oh, my God.
No, you can love her.
Quick shout out to my parents. I love you guys also.
Yeah, quick shout out to my parents. They're not listening.
What? Where the heck is this? I wonder if like someone's Spotify or something is logged in somewhere. If not, I'll just play the music video.
Oh, awesome! I'm looking for a song to dedicate to my girlfriend. And I found it. Boom! But you can play yours first.
Oh, someone's logged in.
Someone's logged into the Spotify.
People do this often.
We're just out and about. Song I've been listening to a lot recently is a Ruby by the Kaiser Chiefs. Which is a song my girlfriend showed me. My buddy from high school is driving down right now to come see me, which is, I think, a little crazy. But he likes to drive, so, you know.
He drives a lot. A song that I like.
Who's that by?
Oh, he's listening right now on his laptop.
Dang it. Is it not on YouTube?
Not the full version, but honestly, I'll allow it. I don't think. Yeah, I'll just play this. I'll just do it. If there's weird noises or something in it, it might be because of I'm playing the music video, which is also a little bit shorter. But I think this is a great song, and
here we go.
Maybe y'all will like it more than Ring the Alarm.
Thank you.
That was way better than the last song this lady made.
Actually, there were two in between. Silly Billy. This is the fourth one. Ring Me Alarm was the first.
I bet the other two were really bad too, then.
I'm gonna play all of only her songs out of spite. Or I guess their songs.
This next song is from
David.
I was trying to find a song that I actually really cared about from the past 2 years outside of Geese, and this is probably the other big one for me. I found this song. I don't remember when.
I remember you showed it to me too.
Yeah, like, I remember finding the song, really liking it.
Years
and,
ago, something like that.
Yeah. Like probably last year at some point, and it really reminded me of Olivia.
And one 2025.
Yeah, and one time we went camping, and this song reminds me of when we went camping and we were hiking, and it was all foggy and wet, and we were hiking up, and it was like, I don't know, it was really intense. I feel like hiking is really intense sometimes, but it was just really calm. And we talked and we were next to each other. And we went up and down the mountains and there was water everywhere. And I got really sweaty. It was hard.
Did you farted?
Yeah, I farted a little bit. There was this couple in front of us. There was this one part where there was like a bottleneck and there was a couple in front of us.
Mm.
And the guy was just slapping the girl's butt. Like in public with like children behind him. Like we were directly behind him. And there was a family behind us. Not children, but like, you know, people are like, just, I was just like, this is an incredible thing to be doing in public.
Yeah,
and he was like mansplaining everything to her. I was like, oof.
The guy was Cessia and I was the girl.
What?
She was explaining it to me.
She was
explaining how to climb and all that.
But yeah, this song reminds me of that trip that I went on and everything was quiet and nice and cold and rainy.
Just like today.
It's still not loading.
Yeah,
I don't know what the issue is.
YouTube is like horrible today.
You want to go and set?
No,
there we go.
There we go.
I miffed it, and that's the way it's gonna stay. Drifted so far away, I cannot say. I miss you. Rather that would leave my brain. I tricked you. Things won't ever be the same again. A feeling strewn across the street. I'd like to notice time, for now the shame is only mine. I start to see the end. Goodbye, friend.
Good song.
That is a good song. For all our audio listeners, we were singing in the studio, but I was doing like a harmonica impression, something like that, or like an ocarina. I don't know, something fun.
Like that kind of. Good song. Very good song.
I agree.
I think there's certain songs in my what's that one song? I see trees of green, red roses too. I see... Oh, What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Mm-hmm. I think there are songs that just observe how romantic the world is and how beautiful everything is. And I honestly... For me, I think that that is one of those songs.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the riff and how quiet he is. It's just like so delicate. And Bethel.
It's a good song. It's a good song. This next song that I also am going to play, I think, is also a good song. I don't know. I'll elaborate. This is the band's second song, and I will elaborate on it after the song.
One life, don't live it on your back. I want between us one night. Why not forget yourself all night? You can be someone else. So nice, I'd have you anywhere. Please invite me back to yours. 365 is your favorite number. 364, I need just one more. One night, it'll happen to you. One night, with a hollow. You don't need anything more. One night, so get your eyes. Real fire is what you feel inside. Don't cry, you deserve it. Green light, fuck your waiting. Take flight from your real life. True smile, clash from eye to eye. Don't go, I need your face tonight. Yeah, let's smack your cry, alright. Don't try, I can see through a lie. One night, it'll happen to you. One night. So get your ass.
piggy, piggy, gonna get what's coming. Money, money, left from all your problems. Kiss me in my dreams some more. Maybe, maybe I'll have your form. 7 years since you felt the fire. 365 weeks since the flames got higher.
Me gusta.
That's
the song Numerology by my new band Believe. Not my band, but the band called My New Band Believe, which is
Does your old band believe?
This is my old band Believe. So the band Black Midi broke onto the scene in like 2019.
Mm-hmm. And then they broke up.
One of the members, Jordy Greep, he does his own thing.
Yeah, he's doing his own thing.
The drummer, I don't really know what he's up to, but the bassist is that. That's what he makes.
That's him now.
Yeah. Wow. And so I'm a big fan of that. I think that song is very pretty, and I don't know. I feel like I loved Black Midi. I know. They're definitely divisive for a lot of people. When Jordy Greep's like solo album came out, at first I loved it, and then I came back to it and I was like, this is kind of corny. I don't know if I like this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That one I don't think will have the risk of like becoming corny. I don't know. I feel like that one is just kind of more of just like a fun little jig. It's a fun little jig.
Can I make a comparison for you, cuz this has been on my mind for a while. Black Midi is Bjork, and Black Country New Road is like Grimes. Bjork, imagine Bjork to Grimes. Do you know what I mean? Like Bjork has started it, and Grimes is doing like a more palatable, kind of lame version of it.
Yeah.
And okay. That's like Black Midi. Like, I love Black Midi because they seem so inaccessible, and their music is so bad.
Yeah,
like on some level, it's just so abrasive. But like,
awesome.
You listen to me, you be like, wow. Like, I'm beginning to understand.
Those cats are cooking.
I don't remember, what's that one album called, Sun Tzu or something.
There's the one with the, I know what you're talking
Welcome
about.
Welcome to Hell or whatever.
Hellfire. That's what the album's called.
But it has that song on
it,
right? Yeah. I really like that song. That album I really liked. Yeah. That, because it's just, I don't know, it's very out there.
Yeah. They're cool. I like their stuff a lot. I guess next up we're going to go with something that's a little bit more palatable.
Now we're going back to kind of what's been happening this year with how our culture is changing in a weird way. Like, we, you know, Bad Bunny headlined Super Bowl. This is a Bad Bunny song. He headlined the Super Bowl, but then now we're like, you know, I feel like it's never been a time where there's more people who are both accepting and hating of immigrants in America. Yeah. Like, the internet really is just polarizing people and not really.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there are racists, but people used to be less. Yeah. I think racist in a more chill way, if that's even possible to say.
People were private about it.
Now it's like,
because, you know, of, you know, people that are,
you could be weird. Now you can be clavicular, bro.
Yeah.
Now you can be a weird dude, and that's a viable way to live your life.
Yeah.
We would have killed him 10 years ago.
Yeah, he would have been eaten by pheasants.
Yep, we would have fed him to the pheasants.
Which, for all our audio listeners, it's kind of like a big bird animal thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Well, this is a Bad Bunny song, Nueva York. See you guys soon. Enjoy this.
Nueva York. ¿Quieres divertir? Otra vez lo sacamos al estadio.
Tiene piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Tú tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba.
Such a fun song and a fun album, which I recently listened to for the first time.
Yeah.
Fully the way through. I was late to the party for sure, but it's great. It's a great album.
Griffin is the new Bad Bunny this year.
It is me,
because he speaks Spanish now.
I am the new Bad Bunny. I don't know what song to play.
See, Bad Bunny, I'll see the little pop.
I'll play. See, yeah, he said 50.
I was asking, while we were off the air, I was asking Griffin what percentage of the kids at his high school probably didn't go to college. And he said, 60, and Johnny said 50, which is incredible to me.
Yeah, I think I maybe exaggerated a little bit, but I feel like that's not too far off.
Dude,
50%, a lot of them were just going straight to work.
50% of the kids at my high school went to an Ivy League. It's like...
Yeah. Insane.
And we were all losers. Everybody was a loser at my high school. We need that. I think you need to be a loser in high school. Griffin was a cool guy in high school.
That's fake news.
Griffin did a stand-up routine at his high school talent show, and everybody laughed.
That's not true.
And then some guy destroyed his fist right after or something. Or was it right before?
It was right before me. It was right before me. That's why I was off my mark.
Yeah, he could have been better.
That's why I didn't win.
Dude, somebody get Griffin onto Joe Rogan right now.
Oh, man. I'd start crying on there.
I'd do great on Joe Rogan. So you guys know about planes? Not real.
What?
Who?
Okay, okay. So, for all our audio listeners out there,
love you to death.
I haven't played a lot of these guys' music on, or I guess what the band used to be, Injury Reserve, one of my favorite artists of all time.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, the member Groggs passed away. They released kind of like a last hurrah kind of album, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. And then now, I guess coincidentally, the last song on their last, the last Injury Reserve album is the name of the new band, which is the two surviving members. And this might be the best song that they have ever made. It's just, this whole album is unreal. Easily my favorite album of 2026 so far.
This dropped this year?
Yeah, this song is called GGG by Storm. And it's like, it's kind of the title track of the album. It's called My Ghosts Go Ghost. And the song is... It's kind of like, it's about a thing that I don't think I've heard another song about before. When I watched someone sort of talk about this album, and they refer to it as your ghost forgetting to haunt you, which I think is a super unique way of kind of just like describing how life just kind of goes on, you know?
Yeah.
Like things change, things get hard,
true.
People pass away, and
weird,
you know, eventually those people. Those people forget to haunt you, and
it's weird.
This song is kind of coming to terms with that fact and how it's kind of an unavoidable truth.
No.
And I think that, but also, you know, how it kind of makes you. And I just think it's a gorgeous song, and it's called GGG by Bye Storm.
Don't let me go. Don't let me go. I can relive the situation like it was just this morning. I was tweaking, felt a little breeze and thought I had saw shit. Baby, I don't know. Something got me at an arm's length. I don't think I'm alone. I can just tell it the tone shift. I feel it, how we helix like we woven. Nudge me closer if I tiptoe. Let me know you're on my shoulder. What does he know? I don't know, but he chose me. Please show me. He dangles it right on my nose. I don't need you. Why don't you just leave me alone? All the things you really just won't let go. Go, go. My ghost, go, go.
No, there's no knowing where you go.
It was right under my nose. Felt all the weight and smelled the aroma. Right under your chin, now you and your kin, you gotta lay low. Must shed the echoes, I turn my back and I gotta ignore. Can feel the same fate, I thought I feel great, but I feel a bit alone. My ghosts go ghost, I dodge my shadow, I'm trying to cast mo. Like go, 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 he couldn't be far, man, stay on your toes. I try to move on, but little I know that I needed my bro. We seen so much, he being so clutch when I stooped to my low. My ghosts go, my ghosts go, ghosts go. My ghost go, ghost go, ghost, ghost,
ghost.
My ghost go, my ghost go, ghost, ghost,
ghost.
My ghost go, ghost go, ghost, ghost, ghost. Don't let me go, don't let me go. I can relive the situation like it was just this evening. If you teased me and told me these things, I wouldn't believe it. Dropped in the deep end. Shit, why did you leave me? I tipped on round it, you pushed me deep in. This ain't what I meant, but I get my feet wet. You show me signs and just let them sink in. It's to my shoulders, it's to they knees, shit. I know you try to show me, but I didn't see shit. I went from dodging my shadows to trying to cast more, sitting staring at the cement. Should I lit candles? I check the handles, I check my basement. Did I do it wrong? Was it the wrong song? I check my placement. Was it the ambiance? Should I move around? I rearrange shit, but I felt nada, I felt deflated. Was this just all just a little game shit? Was this just all just some cyber show?
for show. Where my ghost go, 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 go. My ghost go, my ghost go, 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 go. My ghost go, ghost go, ghost, ghost, ghost. My ghost go, my ghost go, ghost, ghost, ghost. My ghost go, ghost go, ghost, ghost, ghost. Don't let me go, don't let me go. 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 Don't let me go.
Don't let me go. Don't let me go.
I love that song.
If you didn't like that song, I don't think you're going to like this next one. I'm really worried. I don't want to play a song that nobody's going to like, though, but I know no one's going to like
this
song.
What is the, what song?
It's Xavier So Based. He just dropped this album. And guess who else is on this song with him?
Is it Yeet?
Nope. It's Crazier Than Yeet. It's Skrillex.
Oh, my God.
So this song is only 2 minutes and 21 seconds, which is good, so that you don't have to listen to it for too long. But I promise you, if you're out there and you don't like... if you're out there and you like music, you're not going to like the song. But I think it's something interesting, and I think in the next 2 years, this will trickle down into something listenable for regular people.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll give my 2 cents.
I low-key think Xavier So Based is like... He doesn't have the same power as Young Thug, but he's on the same side of... being extremely experimental with the way in which he makes music, which basically means it sounds bad. But good luck, everyone.
Sounds bad, but
I love
it's awesome.
You guys. But this is what I like. This is what I like.
Party at my place. It's a party at. It's a party at my place. Yeah, my place. It's a party at my place. Yeah, it's a party at my place. Yeah, my place. It's a party at my place. My place. It's a party at my place. Hoes on my dick cause I think I'm Sasuke. Nigga talking brazy, he ain't coming nowhere near my state. Check a nigga chin if he coming at me sideways. Bending blocks cruising in this motherfucking I-8. Hey, I ain't rushing shit, going at my pace. You know this time flies, so I don't check what the time say. I ain't rushing shit, pussy nigga, fuck a time say. Niggas moving down me wild, that shit got me irate. Cruising I-8 down the motherfucking highway. Came through trim out, yeah, something slight game. Gun to your face, I don't even wanna fight game. Put the gun to your face, yeah, I know you thought your time came. But nah, just run it, just run it. Nah, just run it, just run it. Just, nah, just run it, just run it. Just run it, just run it. It's a party at my place. Yeah, it's a party at my place. Yeah, my place. It's a party at my place. At my place. It's a party at my place. But nah, just run it, just run it. Nah, just run it, just run it. Just, nah, just run it, just run it. Just run it, just run it.
Crazy stuff. I didn't mind that. Yeah.
That was great, guys.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
I think hip-hop is the new most experimental genre and has been for at least the last 10 years.
I think that's a fair take. The
now for another hip hop.
Yeah, another hip hop song. What better way to close it out than hip hop that is primarily in Gaelic.
Yeah, free Palestine, yo. Free Palestine, free Ireland, free every spot out in the world. This is probably one of the not most important voices, but strongest voices for progress and fuck the system in music right now.
They're very vocal, for sure.
And we love them for it, bro.
Mm. Shout out to Kneecap.
It's time to go to war. And not against other countries, but against our own government.
Dude, they're coming in now to get you.
Yeah, it's like I pray for the poor guy who's gonna try to draft me, bro. I pray for him. I'm gonna do horrible things to his office, dude. I've been workshopping ideas of how to get out of getting drafted, and I have so many.
Tummy hurt?
No, that's not gonna work.
This is fair.
You gotta go the mental insanity route. There's some things you can do, dude. Get in there. In line for your physical, jerk off.
First symptom? This song. That's it. That's we're finishing it out. Happy New Day to Tunes Forever. Love you. vape and all that. Skibbity. Voice cracking Big 26. Average giant.
This is Phyllis Diller, and I just dropped in to say hello to my favorite red coat, Bill Seeby. Where's your coat, baby? What are you doing with that torn T-shirt on? Ho-ho! Just came from the frat house, I see. Well, things must be pretty rough over there, eh, boy? How are the frats? Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha! Anyway, all you kids, guys and gals, listen to WMUC. Don't I sound messy when I plug WMUC? This is Phyllis Diller, being very highbrow. Why don't you listen to some transistor and get a Japanese station instead, really?
Put me together.